My name is Ruth Fee. I'm Head of School of Criminology, Politics and Social Policy at the University of Ulster.
You have an important two-day conference on the future of policing happening at Jordanstown this week. Tell us what will be discussed at the conference. Why is it important?
Well, this conference was originally proposed back in May this year in partnership with the Police Service of Northern Ireland and the Northern Ireland Policing Board. The focus is really to reflect upon the first 10 years of the Police Service of Northern Ireland. It's not only just a reflective piece, it's looking at the present challenges that the Police Service faces and looking forward to see how we meet those challenges further down the line.
And what kinds of challenges and issues do you see facing policing as we go forward, or what kind of things will be discussed?
Well, we are looking at a range of issues such as early intervention with victims, policing and victims, policing in the third sector. We will, of course, be looking at those issues one would expect to hear at such a conference, such as the legacy issues that we're all facing within the north of Ireland.
What's the role of the university in addressing policing issues?
Well, the University of Ulster has had a long and successful partnership with the Police Service of Northern Ireland and the former Royal Ulster Constabulary. Indeed, we were the first university throughout the UK to validate their A Student Officer training programme. And that has actually been in place since the 1970s, has gone through various changes over the years, and is now a certificate in higher education in policing. That gives any new recruit coming out a professional standing within their own organisation and makes them fit for purpose and fit for practice within that particular organisation.
The university is also involved in research into policing issues. What kind of research projects are underway? What kind of research engagement does the university have?
Well, we have a range of projects that are currently ongoing within the university. Members of the School of Criminology, Politics and Social Policy are particularly engaged in this regard. We have, for example, the provision of a police surgery within the campus, at the Jordanstown campus, with officers patrolling and engaging with students on a range of issues. We also work on policing and the new social media, working both the C and the D district commanders about exploring potential opportunities of using social media as a tool to increase knowledge and understanding about the roles and responsibilities of the police. We also have a range of projects with communities. It's very important not to lose focus of our applied practice within the school. We're not a school that focuses purely on producing textbooks for learning, although that's a very important aspect of what we do as well. But it's real engagement with communities that actually pushes forward agendas within PSNI and the wider criminal justice system.
And we have with us this morning Dr. John Topping. John, you've been involved in research into community policing and you're presenting at the conference. What will you be telling the delegates?
Good morning. Well, one of the things I think we need to consider, and again as part of the wider picture of the conference, that policing is not just all about the police. It is about the wider picture of a range of statutory and community sector agencies who are involved in delivering, in the words of the Department of Justice, safer, shared and confident communities. So we see certainly our role as researchers in helping to provide a lot of the evidence base for many of the statutory agencies to help deliver that vision of the Department of Justice.
And how do you see your research impacting on future policing policy?
Well, I think one of the key things to consider is that as we move out of a very significant period of change in Northern Ireland, we're now moving into one of the most stable periods of recent history. And I think in terms of policing, we have to now move towards getting policing right for the people it's meant to serve. So through evidence-based policy, the research at the university hopes to inform what the PSNI do and locate that within the wider environment of Northern Ireland and all its unique features.